Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We're getting ready for the introduction of the seniors for the boys. Let me find my, and the senior cheerleaders too. So the senior cheerleaders, we have Michaela Volendorf, Mackenzie Marcellus are the two senior cheerleaders this year. Mackenzie is the daughter of Richard and Shannon Marcellus, and she plans to go on to college, become a labor and delivery nurse. And she has her most memorable moment in high school, playing the Gray Wolf in the school with the cheerleaders. Michaela Volendorf, is accompanied by John and Kathy Carter. And she has the Golden Megaphone. It's kind of like Cheerleader of the Year award. Plans to attend college to study business. And her cheer nights have been the most memorable thing, leading cheers for the fans and all the support from her coaches and parents throughout high school. Senior boys, of course, the five senior boys have been starting all year together. Derek Stearns and Dylan Stearns, both accompanied by their parents, John and Katie. And they're coming out together right now. Derek, an NHS member, an OSAA scholar athlete, wants to go to college and get a degree in film, becoming a filmmaker. Most memorable moment, beating Dayton on their home court this season. Dylan, I'm looking for Dylan Stearns here. Scholar athlete, lettered in basketball all 4 years, golf for 2 years, Ironman award for hardest worker as a sophomore and junior year of basketball. Wants to go on to college, not sure what he wants to major in yet, and beating Dayton and nearly breaking Clint's back in the dog pile, his most memorable moments this year. There are other seniors besides the five that start. Tyler Barrier, Daniel Mather, Clint Hatch, Brandon Wilson, Devin McShane, and Dylan Barber yet to be announced yet. It's going to be a little while to get through all of them. Brandon Wilson coming out now. Craig and Julie Wilson, his parents, National Honor Society, second team All-League football for a defensive back, wants to go on to OSU and get a degree in computer engineering. And as with most of these seniors, his favorite moment, most memorable moment, was beating Dayton this year at Dayton when Dayton was undefeated, number one team in the state. Next up is going to be Devin McShane, accompanied by Reg and Michelle McShane. Devin's honors and awards include first-team All-League basketball, third-team All-State basketball, first-team All-League football, and honorable mention All-State football. Devin would like to go on to community college and play basketball there next year. And most memorable moment, having made it to Coos Bay every year in high school so far. Being introduced now. Reg was going to give him a kiss out there in the middle of the floor, but Devin resisted. We talk about a kid that's grown a lot physically since he was a freshman. There he got the kiss. He went to go in for the hug, and Reg got him with the kiss on the cheek there. That was coming. You knew it. Dylan Barber being introduced now. Dylan accompanied by Steve and Dion Barber. He's outgrown both of them. And he is first and second All-League and honorable mention All-State in football. Had quite a career as a tight end and defensive tackle and end linebacker at times. He would like to go on to Oregon State to become a fisheries biologist. And once again, most memorable moment, beating Dayton at Dayton with a buzzer beater and storming the court. Tyler Barrier coming out now. Tyler accompanied by Chuck and Christy Barrier. He lettered all 4 years in football, second-team All-League as a sophomore, and second-team running back as a senior. Not sure what he wants to do in the future yet. Still working on figuring that out. Most memorable moment, Dayton football game his junior year when I had the strip takeaway fumble return for a touchdown. Daniel Mather coming out now, accompanied by Dave and Rebecca Mather. Dave and Becky, as we all know him. He's an athlete of the month twice, student of the month twice, scholar athlete for 2 years, and President Volunteer Service Award recipient. Headed to Oregon State University, possibly, maybe somewhere else, to get a degree in mechanical engineering. If you know anything about Daniel Mather, mechanical engineering will be fun for him. He is just an outstanding math student, smart kid, great kid. Clint Hatch coming out now. Tom and Mona Hatch, his parents. Honorable mention, wide receiver and defensive end in football, second team All-State punter. News Register Athlete of the Week one time. and plans to graduate college. Not sure what he wants to do yet. Live in Hatchville and retire early. Most memorable moment, getting the game-winning tip-in against Dayton with the help of Kodiak. I'm not sure what that means. I'll have to ask him about with the help of Kodiak. I think we've got them all out there now. I think that's all of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 senior boys on this team. So you talk about a team that's going to be doing some rebuilding next year. Number two team in the state, losing 8 seniors off that varsity roster. And you look down at that roster, and there's a good core left, but it's there's going to be a lot of offense to replace with Dylan and Brandon and Devin leaving this year. All right, we've got about 5 minutes to go now before we get to starting lineup, so we're going to take a break also, and we will come back and get things set up for you in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Hey, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark. We've got about 2 minutes to go before starting lineups are introduced here for this game between the Westside Christian Eagles and your Amity Warriors. Warriors come into this game ranked number 2 in the state behind Dayton. They split this year's season with Dayton, but unfortunately for the Warriors, they had another loss in league. I'm going to pull that up for you right now here. Give me just a second. I'll pull up boys' standings. So right now, Dayton sitting at 12-1 in league. Amity 11-2. They have a loss that shouldn't have happened down there at Westside or at Santa Am Christian. Now, the Warriors are going to host Horizon Christian on Wednesday here at 7 o'clock for the first or the 2-3 play-in game. And the winner of that plays Saturday night against Dayton at Central High School next week. So, and that'll all be coming to you live. You'll be able to listen and tune in still. I believe the district, if the Warriors are in the district championship game, that'll be on KLYC, I believe. If they aren't, I'm not sure yet. I haven't talked to Dave Adams about all the different possible ways that may happen. So in the West Valley, it looks like this. Dayton at 12-1, Amity 11-2, Horizon Christian 8-5. They've sewn up that 3 seed. Santa Am Christian at 7-6, Willamina 6-7, Taft 5-8, Westside Christian 2-11, and Sheridan 1-12. So, needless to say, we have this inverse record of 11-2 and 2-11 here between Amity and Westside Christian, and the number 2 ranked team in the state and the number 25 ranked team in the state going head-to-head here, and really shouldn't be too much of a contest. This is just not a very talented Westside Christian boys team, but they play hard, and they'll get after you, but it's not going to be enough. Warriors can win this game just on athletic ability and basketball skill alone, even if they don't shoot the ball particularly well. Other strong teams in the state. So the Lewis and Clark League is real interesting. So that has 3 teams. De La Salle North Catholic ranked 10th. Calvin Gable ranked 11th. And Oregon Episcopal ranked 12th. Now, if you remember, the Warriors went and played at Oregon Episcopal on a Friday night in December, and then at Catlin Gable that Saturday night, beating Oregon Episcopal and losing to Catlin Gable in a close one, came right down to the last possession. And so that's a pretty good conference also. And then Rainier comes in as the 16th ranked team in the state. Near us here, the Pac West Conference, Salem Academy and Blanchette Catholic tied for the lead in that conference. They're ranked 4th and 8th in the state respectively. And then in the Mountain Valley Conference, Coquille is ranked 7th, and Harrisburg ranked 5th, and they're tied for first place down there. And the Eastern Oregon League, there's only one team that's even really considered solid by the rankings, and that's Umatilla, the number 9 ranked team in the state. But they're only a game ahead of Burns and Irrigan for the league lead over there in Eastern Oregon. And then the Southern Cascade League, Cascade Christian, 7-0, 20-3 overall. They're 3rd ranked in OSAA. The defending state champs, St. Mary's, are 5-2 and ranked 24th in the state in second place down there. The Warriors are being introduced. Westside Christian will start a 5'9 junior guard, Jordan June. 5'11 sophomore guard, Elijah Alexander. 5'10 senior guard, Caleb Hansen. 5'11 forward, junior forward, Isaac Wolf. And a 6'2 sophomore forward, Jake Mount. Warriors starting. I have to come back and look here, but I think I know who they're starting. I think they're starting a little different lineup than normal tonight. So it's going to be Tyler Barrier, Daniel Mather, Devin McShane, Dylan Barber, and Dylan Stearns. I had to figure out who everybody was out there. They all have white headbands on tonight, the senior boys do for the Warriors. So Dylan Stearns going to jump it up. And the tap won by Westside Christian. They throw it ahead on the left side, take it right in against McShane, misses, and Stearns pulls the rebound out of there. That was Alexander with the miss. They get it ahead to try to get it into from Mather to Barber. Ball knocked out of bounds. Warriors basketball on the baseline, left side of the key, about 6 feet. McShane to trigger it in, goes into Barber in the left corner, out to Mather on the left wing. His pass tipped, stolen by Hansen. Hansen dishes to June, lays it up, no good. Rebound by number 30, that's Mount. He gets it, and we got a reach-in foul on McShane, reaching in on Isaac Wolf. So first foul on McShane, first team foul by either team. Hansen to inbound, right side of the key on the baseline, about 4 feet right of the lane. Gets it in to Alexander. Alexander on top to June, finds Hansen curling around, and he traveled. Drug his pivot foot. Hansen's a competitor. He was the only bright spot, really, for Westside when we were over there. Won that game by 20. And he's a competitor, though, and he's a good ball player. Played on a better team with a better town around him. He'd be a good, solid point guard in this league. Stearns takes the deep three. Looks good. It is from 23 feet. And Stearns gets things started with a bucket from deep. 3-0 Warriors. Stearns knew that was in. Didn't even move. Just held the posture after the shot. If you're not going to guard him out there, he's going to just drain him all day. There's a pass off the hands of Mount and off the basket support system. That's out of bounds. Warrior basketball. 3-0 Amity. Early here in the first. McShane brings it across. 2-3 zone for Westside. Stearns will take another deep one. Good! That's about another 23-footer, this time from the right angle. And it's 6-0. Dylan Stearns absolutely feeling confident from out there. Hansen works left. Hands off to Alexander. Alexander comes across top of the key, drives down the right side, goes into Barber's chest, misses. Stearns with the rebound. Stearns brings it up himself, kicks it up the left side to Barber. Tipped away, Barber saves it. Barber cross court to McShane at the Warrior head. Goes baseline to Barrier. Barrier, 17-footer, no good. Tipped up, no good by Stearns. Rebound pulled out of there by Barber. His shot blocked away by Mount. June with it. Pulls up, top of the key, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Barber battling, ball out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior basketball. Good job by Dylan Barber to battle in there, not give up on that play, and rewarded with the ball out of bounds to the Warriors. Warrior basketball. McShane brings it up. 2-3 zone. Dylan beyond the Warrior head. He won't take that one. To Barber on top. Slapped away. Now kicks it to McShane. He pulls up for a 24-footer. No good. Dylan inside. Ball stripped away and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Right side of the lane. They'll inbound it. McShane getting set up. They box it up. Dylan in the corner. Back to Devin. McShane out to Stearns at the Warrior head. Into the mid post to Mather. Returns. Little jump hook. Up. Won't stay. Stearns with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Dylan Stearns has all 8 points in this game. And we are 2 minutes and 15 seconds in. 8-0 Warriors. Hansen working on Barrier. Gets a screen. Mather picks him up. Hansen draws contact. Misses the short jumper off the glass. They kick it back out. June back to Hansen. Pulls a three from the right wing. No good. McShane with the rebound. Strong out of there. Rips it away from Mount. Pushes it right up the floor to Barrier. Barrier fakes the three. Drives up and under. Lays it up and in! Tyler Barrier with a sweet drive from the left wing. 10-0 Warriors. This place is rocking. People are loving it, seeing these young seniors, these inexperienced seniors, the ones that don't play a lot, play. There's a steal. Stearns tipped it. McShane comes down with it. Bounce pass to Stearns. Lays it up and in! Dylan Stearns running the floor after he tipped it. McShane leading the break from the middle, making a nice bounce pass. Hansen, 12-0 Warriors. Under 5 to go now, first quarter. June fakes the three, starts to drive, pulls up, a little 8-footer, rolls it in. And Westside's finally on the board. 12-2 Warriors. McShane, top of the key, goes to Dylan. Stearns drives, bounce pass to Barrier, and he's fouled. Not Barrier, sorry, Barber. Barber will go to the line to shoot two. Good bounce pass by Stearns to the cutter. Good activity by the Warriors. You know, these guys don't know how to wear headbands. They really don't. I'm talking to Cicely, but you got to imagine that none of them seem to understand what you do with your hair with a headband. They got hair sticking up, going all over the place. Look at Barrier. First one missed by Barber. Tyler does not know how to wear a headband. Am I right, Dennis? Tyler does not know how to wear a headband. Look at that thing. He didn't know what it's for. Second one good by Barber. Looking for him in my program. I got to find him. There he is. 13-2 Warriors. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Hanson drives hard into the chest of Mather. Misses the shot. Rebound back up. Missed. Ball tipped on the floor. Barber with it. Gets it ahead to McShane. McShane throws it ahead to Mather, and he steps on the baseline. McShane just led him about a foot too far. Had to run a tightrope down there and couldn't keep the feet in bounds. Warriors into a 1-2-2 press here. Hanson, they're going to make him give it up. Somebody else is going to have to beat him. He drives up the left side. There's a late whistle. They're going to say his ball out of bounds. They did not call a foul on that play. One way or another, that should have been a foul. Barrier just got run over, and neither official, I think, was looking. They didn't call a foul on it. Hanson with the ball, walks it up, 13-2, halfway through the first quarter. Hanson kicks it to June out top. June pulls up, 21-footer, short. High for the rebound is Mount. He turns, jump hook, no good. Ball tipped out by Isaac Wolf. Oh, and they give it to Westside Christian. I'm not sure how they thought that went off of Amity. There's a lob inside to Mount. He alley-oops it up and in. Jake Mount, his first 2 points of the game. 13-4 Warriors. McShane pulls up, 22-footer. Good! Devin McShane, no hesitation there. 16-4 Amity. Hanson working the right side by the Warrior head here. West side going left to right now. Little fake, dribbles, crosses back to the left. 18-foot pull-up jumper, no good. McShane battling Stearns, he pulls it down. McShane up the floor with it. Goes to Barrier, fakes the three, starts to drive. Going to pick up the foul on, I think, Alexander. The way the call's been going here, I'm surprised they wouldn't call that on Barrier. But it is going to be on Alexander, his first foul. Second team foul on Westside Christian. They get it into Stearns, back to McShane. He works out towards the center circle. A little hesitation, drives, gets past the top, bounce pass, reverse lay-in. Oh, and Barber missed it, and it's off of Westside Christian and out of bounds. What a great pass from Devin McShane. He found Barber cutting from the left wing, or the left baseline. Barber reverse lay-in, wouldn't stay in. McShane with the ball, working on June. Crosses over, gets past him. Awkward off-balance shot, but he draws the foul. Devin's so good at that, he'll go to the line to shoot two. 2:58 left here in the first quarter. 16-4 Warriors. There's three seniors still on the bench. That would be Hatch, Stearns, and Wilson. McShane misses the first foul shot. What's going on there? We have to have a talk with him about foul shooting, I think. Maybe he needs a little coaching on that. Coach Amaya, if you're listening, I'm going to have to coach up your old protege there about shooting free. Oh, and he misses the second one. That one barely hit the front of the rim. I gave Devin, last game, I talked about Devin being the best free throw shooter in 3A basketball. He just missed a pair. And he missed that second one badly. I'm not sure what happened there. Hanson penetrates in, gets to the rim, scores. He's got his first two of the game. Warriors basketball up 16-6. McShane pulls up. Angle three. Good! Can't hit the free throw, but he can drain the three. 2:31 to go. 19-6. McShane 2-for-2 from three-point range. Hanson. Warriors up 13. Loses the dribble. Has to start over again. Crosses over on Barrier. Goes back to the right hand. Gets in. Jumps into the chest of Barber. Can't get it. Put back. No good. Barrier with the rebound inside. Barrier ahead to Barber. Barber, McShane fakes the three, goes baseline, tries to throw a bounce pass out to the corner, knocked out of bounds by Alexander. Coach Maya just texted me. He said Devin's playing spring ball for him so he can help him get to college. And there's a little jump hook by...
Who was that? Who made that?
Barber.
Dylan Barber with the basket there. I looked away. Barber with his first two. No, he's got a free throw ready, so he had three. Hansen hits the shot, draws the foul on Barrier at the other end. Basket's good. Barrier with his first. Second team foul on the Warriors. Hansen's got four in the game. He'll go to the line to shoot one. See if he can get a three-point play here. And he rims it around and in. 1:50 to go, first quarter. June with a steal on the Barrier pass. Barrier reaches in, knocks it away. Alexander with it. Pulls up in the corner. Goes to Hansen. 21-footer. Air ball left side. Goes out of bounds. Mather makes sure nobody can get to it. 1:36 left, first quarter. 21-9 Warriors. Coach Nelson wants Carolina. They go to McShane. Should be a little pass and cut offense here. They go high post to Barber. He loses it, gets it back. Back out to McShane. McShane working on the guard. Gets all the way in. Throws a off-balance shot. Doesn't go. Loose ball saved. Stearns with it. Hansen steals. Throws it long. Barrier picks it off. Goes to Dillon. Stearns drives. Gets it knocked out of his hands. Had the high dribble going there, and June poked it away. Hansen, top of the key. Drives down the right side. Lays it up and in. Hansen with seven, 55 seconds to go, 21-11 Warriors. Barrier, back to McShane, 21-footer, top of the key, good. Devin McShane, 9 points, and it's a 24-11 game. McShane and Stearns with combined 21 points here in the first quarter. Hansen, off balance, tough shot, no good, thought he got fouled, no whistle. Dillon, ahead, tries to throw a bounce pass. June picks it off. June, not a great offensive player, but he is a good defender. He goes behind his back a couple times in traffic. Pulls up, 17-footer, good. Jordan June, 4 points. 15 seconds left, first quarter. McShane with the ball in his hands. Taking his time here, down to 10. 8. It's a screen. Comes off of that. Penetration. Back to Barber. Barber short on the shot. And that'll do it for the end of the first quarter. Good play by McShane to get the open shot for him. After one, Amity up 24-13. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back after these messages. And if you're texting me, I might get back to you during this timeout.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to come on the radio again and keep spreading the word on Fastenal's backhaul program. Our company has 2,300 stores all over America, and we're using our own trucking system to move product all over the United States. So, if you're using Craigslist or eBay and you need to move product from one state to another or one time zone to another, think about Fastenal. We're talking about moving big products like monster truck tires, engines, machinery, auto parts, big, bulky items that would be difficult to ship through UPS or FedEx. So, here's the deal. You bring your item to a Fastenal store, then we ship the item.
Hey, that was a long commercial. That's not going to work for a short time out there. 8 minutes on the clock, 24-13 Warriors, start of the second quarter. Joel McGill giving me a bad time about criticizing the fashion sense of our boys out there with their headbands. I don't mind the headband, but you got to know how to wear it. Warriors turn the ball over on a bad pass out in the corner. So maybe Coach McGill could pop out some pictures from the 80s back in the day when he was wearing a headband and show him some old school fashion sense there. Get some high socks, short shorts, skin-tight jersey, and a headband. Some Converse high tops. I think he looks sweet, Joel. There's a backdoor pass to Hansen. His shot blocked by Wilson. Ball knocked out of bounds by Mount. Warrior basketball.
Memory card is full. Charge the battery.
Warrior basketball, 24-13. No score so far here in the second quarter. McShane working on the top of the zone there. Gets it to Wilson. Normal starting five in the game now. Work together here for a few minutes. Back in the corner, Wilson with the ball. Penetrates to the foul line. Pulls up, hits McShane. 22-footer.
Good!
Devin McShane is locked and loaded from three-point range. Four threes here in the first half. 12 points. 0 for 2 from the foul line, though, which I will point out to him after the game. Give him a little teasing about that. June pulls up foul line, rattles it home. Nice little pull-up by Jordan June. 6 points for him. Wilson crossing over, loses the ball, and can't save it. Got a little tricky with the dribble. Nelson on him about not so much dribbling. Let's pass the ball and get the offense initiated. It's a zone, boys. You don't need to dribble against the zone unless they're out of position. But when you bring the ball up the floor, you don't want to initiate the offense by dribbling into the zone usually. That's pretty risky, especially against any kind of decent zone. There's a hard drive down the left side by Hansen. He lays it up and in. Wilson, there he goes. Bounce pass in the corner. Stearns down low to Hatch. Hatch turns, lays it up and in. Nice pass from Derek Stearns to Clint Hatch. One big to another from the left corner into the left post. Hatch with a nice little jump hook to put it in. 29-17 Warriors. Hansen fouled on the drive. No shot. Ball went in. It's a nice shot. He's, except for Bernard's, Hansen might be the most physical point guard in our league. Nobody more physical at the point guard position than Bernard's, but Hansen, very physical kid, strong kid, does a great job of initiating contact on the drive. Hansen with the ball by the Warrior head, throws it on the cut. There's a block by Hatch, swatted that one away. That was Wolf trying to get the layup. It was a good pass. Wilson draws a foul on Hansen out on top. Wilson had picked up the dribble. Hansen trying to strip him while the ball was above his head. Got a piece of the arm. First foul on Hansen. Fourth team foul against Westside Christian. McShane inbounds here just to the right of the Westside bench. Warriors going right to left. McShane down in the corner for Stearns. He drives. Lay in. Up and in. Dylan Stearns taking it hard to the rack. Stearns with 12 in the game. Trying to keep up with McShane, who also has 12. That's 24 of the 31 points out of those two young men. June at the top. Works right a little bit. Picks up his dribble. Goes out to Mount. Mount gives it to Hansen. Deep three. Good. From the right wing. Caleb Hansen with 10 points. 12 points make it now in the first half. Wilson, top of the key. Swings it to Stearns. Derek drives. Finger roll right to the basket. Lays it up and in. That was a nice little George Gervin-like move, except instead of finger rolling, he kind of left it with a little running, floating hook shot kind of thing. I haven't seen that shot out of Derek. June, top of the key, picks it up, goes to Hansen. Those are the two offensive weapons they have. Hansen, 23-footer, good. Top of the key. Might be tied to come out a little more strong on him. Maybe a 1-3-1 take away that shot for him. Wilson drives all the way to the basket, misses the lay-in. Knocks the ball away. They save it to Hansen. Hansen pulls up, top of the key, three-pointer, good. He's on fire right now. I think Scott needs a timeout, and he's going to get one. Three straight three-pointers from Caleb Hansen. Told you, he's a good ball player, and he started out kind of cold. He's warmed up now. He has 18 points here in the first half. This is just a seven-point game, 33-26, as the Warriors are not covering Caleb Hansen well at all right now. That's a 30-second timeout, I believe. We're going to stay right here. Whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. Jed McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met. 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. All right. Back out of that timeout. Warrior basketball. They had a commanding lead just a couple minutes ago, but that has withered under the assault of Caleb Hansen by Westside Christian. Brandon drives, slips, tried to pass it to Clint. It's picked off. They get it ahead to June. June lays it up, misses. Dylan Stearns with the rebound. Brandon Wilson having a hard time keeping a handle on the ball tonight. Derek gives it to McShane for three. Good. Devin McShane locked in, folks. That's his fifth three of the first half. He's going to challenge Lily's 11 threes. Telling you. Hansen gives it to June, top of the key, works right a little bit, starts to drive, goes behind the back, pulls up, 13-footer, hits it. That's a tough shot. That's where he likes to operate. He doesn't particularly like the three-point range. He likes to penetrate and pull up. McShane working on June. Goes underneath the hatch, ball tipped away and stolen. Forced that pass there. They get it ahead to June. June weaving through traffic, feeling confident. He'll take a 21-footer, no good. Rebound, tip, pulled down by Westside Christian. The shot missed by Wolf. Hatch gets it. It's McShane in with the right hand. He's hammered to the ground. No call. Dylan Stearns puts it back up and in. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how, what you have to do to get a call if that wasn't. McShane got knocked to the ground. There's a steal by Wilson. They call a reach in on that. That's going to get a bad reaction from the crowd. At one end, Devin gets hammered to the ground going in. At the other end, they call a touch foul. That's a horrible call. Not that Wilson may well have fouled him, but you can't let it go rough at one end and then call it ticky-tack at the other. That's a bunch of garbage right there. That's my objective analysis of that call. 38-28 Warriors. Hansen gets it in out top to Alexander. Alexander drives left hand, kicks it back out. Hansen, three-pointer, left wing, and he hits it. That kid is on fire. Him and McShane both. Can't leave either one of them open. Jason Nelson, the game. He drives up and under. They're going to give him the basket. And one. Jason Nelson. He gave it a nice drive. Gave a little hesitation, pump fake, and then stepped through. Drew contact, laid it in. There wasn't much contact on that. Not exactly a makeup call because there was some contact, but at least we got that call. Second foul on Alexander. Nelson knocks down the foul shot. He's got three. 41-31 Warriors. They got to find a way to stop Hansen. They're going to a 1-2-2 zone now. That ought to make it a little tougher for Hansen to find places to shoot. Stearns staying way out near Hansen. He's got the ball on the left wing, extended. Bounce pass to June, takes the three-pointer, hits it. Jordan June, 11 points here in the first half. June and Hansen with 32 combined so far for Westside. Corner three, Stearns, good! Dylan Stearns hit his first two, hadn't taken one in a while. Now he's got 17 in the first half. Hansen works left, gets it to Alexander, loses the ball, knocked away by, I think, Derek Stearns as he tried to drive. It's going to be Westside Christian ball, and we're going to have a timeout by the Eagles. It's going to be a 30. So let me take that opportunity to remind you that Tim Harsma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand yours so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Contact Tim today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. And I can vouch for the veracity of that statement in that commercial there because we've got five kids, we've got multiple drivers, multiple vehicles, and just kind of working through what our best scenarios were for how to ensure that. Tim gave me a number of different options, and I really appreciated that, so I can vouch for that level of customer service that I think he gives every customer, because I'm definitely not anything special, just one of his customers. He treats them all well. West side ball, Hansen triggers it in up on top to Alexander, to June. Working against this 1-2-2. Back out to Hansen, way out by the center circle. Wants to drive. Does so. Jump stop. Out in the corner. There's a three, and it's good from number five. That is Becker into the game. Hits a three. McShane, penetration. Derek Stearns, corner three. Good! Derek Stearns stepping out and showing his range. Filling his inner Shaylin McLean there with the corner three. If you know the Willamina game over at Willamina, when Shaylin hit a couple out there, you know what I'm talking about. When the post steps out to that corner and drills that three, that's pretty cool. Alexander with the ball. Warriors back up seven, 47-37. Hot shooting here. McShane gets a steal on Hansen. Pulls up. Doesn't force it. Back out to Nelson. Nelson penetrates all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. No call on the contact. Nelson not happy about it. 49-37. Justin Amaya tells me the record in an Amity game is 23s. I don't know if that's by one team. I'm assuming that would be a one-team thing. Becker, his pass tip. Hansen saves it. Drives down to the corner. He's going to be double-teamed down there by the Stearns boys. And he throws it off of Dylan, but it gets into the hands of Mount. Gets it back to Hansen. Hansen to June out top. June flips out in the left corner to Alexander. Alexander starts to drive, loses the ball. It's going to be off of Clint Hatch into the game number 15. I don't have a 15 on their roster, so I have no idea who number 15 is. He's going to be known as 1-5 or 15 the rest of this game. Hansen into June, pulls up, quick trigger on a three. No good, air ball. Nelson with the rebound, looking up the court, gets past Hansen, loses the ball. June with the steal. Nelson just lost that dribble. June takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. Nelson almost got back for the block, but couldn't get there. June with another basket. He's got 13. That was just an unforced turnover. McShane steps back, misses the jumper. Derek Stearns chases down the rebound. Can't save it. June gets it, takes it in against Nelson, pulls up, misses the jumper. Derek Stearns high for the rebound, gets it to McShane. 25 seconds to go. First half, 49-39 Warriors. McShane settling things down, goes past Hansen, gets to the foul line, pulls up a little runner. He's fouled, no call. Hatch gets it back, and he's fouled going up. I can't believe they didn't call that. He got hit right on the elbow going up for the shot. Absolutely no whistle down there. But Clint will go to the line to shoot two. McShane just smooth through the lane there, was floating the shot up. Took a hack right across the, right above the elbow as he tried to extend his arm. Hatch to the line, hits the first one. One more for Clint. Try to extend this lead. 14 seconds left, second quarter. So Coach Amaya says 23 is the record. There's a miss, but Nelson gets the rebound. Nelson out to McShane. They play for one shot now. 8 seconds. McShane works it left to Nelson. Down on the corner for Derek. Throws it inside to Clint. Clint turns, right-handed hook. No good. Mount with the rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter. Boy, they set first half. They got a good look there. Very patient. Got the shot right before the expiration of time there. And they'll go into halftime with a 50-39 lead. They were up 11 after one. They're up 11 after two. So Coach Amaya says the record for threes in a game is 20. Right now, the Warriors have one out of Derek Stearns, four out of McShane. That's five, six, seven, eight. They've got eight in the first half, and they went through a little lull there where they weren't shooting as much. They were turning the ball over. And so if they can stay away from that, they will get some more opportunities there against this zone defense to shoot threes. So, halftime, 50-39. Warriors were led in the first half. Devin McShane with 15 on five threes. And Dylan Stearns had three threes of his own and 17 points overall. Derek Stearns with five. Dylan Barber had three. Tyler Barrier, two. Jason Nelson, five. Clint Hatch, three. For Westside Christian, it was the Caleb Hansen show. He had four threes, and I think he hit those consecutively without a miss. I think that was four in a row he hit. So that's 12 of his points, and then he's got nine more for 21. Jordan June with 13, Becker with three, and Mount with two. All right, Warrior fans, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in about 7 minutes or so to get you set up for the second half. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We've got about 3.5 minutes here before the start of the third quarter. Warriors up 11, 50-39. Nothing wrong with the offensive end for the Warriors, but defensively having a really hard time with Caleb Hansen. Hansen with 21 points in the first half, hit four consecutive threes at one point, and just really gave the Warriors fits. He had 9 points driving the ball, getting to the foul line, and then had four threes in a row to get himself to 21 there. He missed his last couple of shots. The Warriors kind of changed up the defense a little bit, went to that 1-2-2 and made it a lot tougher. And I don't think he got any threes after they went out of their man defense to that 1-2-2. So good job by Scott to make that adjustment. And we'll see. You know, I would suspect that he stays with that and doesn't go back to the man right away anyway. At the other end of the floor, it's been the Devin McShane and Dylan Stearns show. Stearns with 17 points and unconscious from everywhere, basically. And Devin McShane with five out of 6 3-pointers. I think he missed his last attempt or next to last attempt there. So I think he's 5 out of 6 in the first half. So, and that's the thing. In that 2-3 zone, there's plenty of room to shoot out on the kind of on the angles if you swing the ball quickly. Because at some point, They're going to have a hard time getting out on that, kind of at the 45-degree angle, because either the top guy on the 2-3 has to come a long ways, or the bottom guy has to come way out. And either way, there's some holes there if you swing the ball, and Devin understands where to find those holes. And then the other thing is simply if that 2-3 sits back at all and tries to protect against the pass inside, you know, Devin with that range out to 23, 24 feet comfortably loves to shoot the ball right out around that top of that key extended. And that's where, you know, that 2-3, if they're going to come out and guard him out there, there's a lot of room for everybody else to operate in the lane. All right. So what's going to happen here is Tuesday we have the girls at 7 o'clock hosting Santa Am Christian. That promises to be one whale of a game, folks. You do not want to miss that one. This place will be rocking. And then following up, and those are two teams. We lost by two down there, had a big lead in that game, double-digit lead, and just a lid on the bucket there in the fourth quarter. We got tired, and Rebecca Preston took over the game down there at Santa Am Christian, just put on a show in the fourth quarter, and we just didn't have any answer. You know, just worn out. But when they were up here, we were able to win that game by nine, and so Preston not able to do near as much damage on our court. So it'll be interesting to see. It's going to be a great game. It's not going to keep the Warriors from getting to the state tournament. If they lose that game, they'll have to play the winner of the 4-5-6 little bracket that comes out of the district tournament. Five will play six. The winner plays four. And then the winner of that would play the loser of the 2-3 game, the Santa Am Christian Amity game, down at Central High School on Saturday, I think at noon. The boys' side of the bracket, you know, it's set up the same way. The Warriors are coming in at the 2-seed. Horizon Christian will be the 3-seed. We'll play them here 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. And so that'll be a fun one. We took them in double overtime here on a game they should have won if they had made some free throws. The Sprower kid struggled at the line, missed his first five. I think he ended up like 1-for-7, I think, in the game from the foul line. All of those in regulation, all of those in regulation, and then we went over to their place and just torched the Nets and blistered them, blew them out by about 30 points. All right, ready to start the third quarter. June with the ball, left side, tries to go baseline. McShane cuts him off, turns around, drives to the lane, throws up a little running right-handed hook shot, puts it in. That's a tough shot right there by Jordan June. June with 15 now in the game. Wilson out top, normal starting five in there. Oh, no, excuse me. Dylan Stearns is on the bench, and Kodiak Yeager in the game. He didn't play in the first half. Hatch misses the shot. Got down low on the box, couldn't put it in. Hansen, oh, a little hesitation, got away with a carry there. Takes it in with the left hand, switches to the right, misses. Derek Stearns with the rebound. So Yeager going to get some run here in the third quarter. Dylan getting a little break. He played the whole first half, I believe. McShane back out to Wilson. Wilson surveying this 2-3 zone. Couple dribbles, gets it to Yeager. Foul line, swings it to Derek Stearns. He goes baseline, and he stepped. Oh, we're going to get three in the key on Hatch. I thought he stepped out of bounds. He called three in the key on Clint. He got caught watching instead of getting out of the key. Into the game, number five, Logan Becker, just like that. And going to replace Isaac Wolf. I did find out number 15's name is Jack Wolf, so I did a little research there at halftime. Get that all cleared up. Hansen with the ball, 50-41. Warriors only up nine right now. Hansen dribbling left, hands off to June. June back to Hansen on the left wing, pulls up, 21-footer, good. Oh, my goodness, folks. You can't get much hotter than that kid is tonight. Down to a six-point game. McShane looking inside, being patient, gets to the foul line, pulls up, little runner from 13, hits it. Just like that, Devin McShane with his first two of the second half, and he stops the bleeding for a moment anyway. 52-44, Warriors. Hansen pushes off, loses the ball. Wilson gets in. Hansen fouls and tries to get it back. So that'll be the first foul against Westside Christian this half, and that's going to be the second on Hansen. Boy, Hansen's a good ball player. He's a fun kid to watch play. Competitor, and if you listen to the Westside Christian game when we were over there, Hansen complaining about somebody else pushing off. I'm going to tell you, Hansen pushed off last time he had the ball. If he wants the official to watch him and get him pushed, he's going to get, may not like that because he's going to get watched both ways. McShane into the lane, back out to Wilson, fakes the three, drives, back out to McShane. Low pass, almost lost. June gets it, no, he gets it back, saves it to Wilson. Moving over and back. Wilson, bounce pass picked off by Hansen, and Hatch is going to pick up a cheap foul as Hansen tripped over his leg. 52-44, 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Hatch's first foul of the game, first team on the Warriors here in the second half. Hansen jogs up the court with it. Wilson meets him top of the key. Goes to June. June wants to penetrate, stops at the foul line. Back out to number five, that's Becker. Becker to June. June pulls up, 17-footer, short. Wilson with the rebound. Wilson surveying the court, goes over to McShane, fakes the three, gets to the foul line, pulls up at the corner and hits it. What a beautiful move. He gave a head fake at the Warrior head, got his defender to bite on it, went around him with a left hand, got to the corner, pulled up. Hansen gets Wilson faked out, misses the three though on the step back. Wilson was on his derriere on the floor there. Hansen made such a good move, but he misses the three-pointer. McShane, top of the key, bounce pass over to Derek Stearns. He goes low post, back out to Derek. Derek for three. Good! Derek Stearns with his second three-pointer in as many attempts tonight. Loving that left corner. What an option that gives the Warriors when your 6'6 kid steps out and hits the three like that and hitting it because nobody's coming out. Hansen at the other end hits a 22-footer right in the eye of Wilson. Just stepped back and stuck it. 57-47, Warriors by 10. And the Hansen kid continues to put on a show. He's got 27 in the game. That is a lot of fun to watch. Luckily, the Warriors are still ahead. We've got a 30-second timeout on the floor. Hey, Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, specializing in GM products, but they can handle anything. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all. And they'll work with all insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville. All right. Warriors basketball up 10. White into the game for the first time. With the other seniors that don't usually play in the regular rotation, White and Jaeger saw a lot of bench time there. Wilson misses a three from the corner, a couple of tips. Derek can't get it up. He tried to volleyball it in and then ends up missing and controlled by Westside Christian. Hansen, top of the key, hesitation, gets in the lane, scoops the pass to Mount, but it's a bad pass out of bounds. Hansen wanted a tip. He's not going to get it. It's kind of a wild pass there. So it's White, McShane, Wilson, Derek Stearns, and Jaeger in the game. McShane, right angle, takes it from 23. Good! Devin McShane sticks another three. This one from about 23 feet on the right angle. My goodness, June's going to pick up a foul, I think, by McShane. He raises his hand. Makes a third on Devin in the game. Nope, second in Devin, sorry. Bad memory there. I thought he had two in the first half. Second team foul. I got Sicily booing in my ear here. I don't know if you guys can hear that at home. She didn't like that, but Devin knew it was a foul. We do not have the most objective fans in the world sitting near me. They have some tinted glasses when they look at the floor, but that's okay. Hansen to inbound, triggers it into June. June working on McShane, gets a little screen from Hansen, goes over it. June still dribbling, pulls up, tough, awkward 12-footer on the right angle, misses it. Derek Stearns ahead to White. White to Jaeger, off his hands, saves it. Now Jaeger penetrates, pulls up from 10, hit, oh, it was halfway down, wouldn't stay. Tipped out of there by Stearns, picked up by Hansen. Hansen up the left side, got Jaeger on him. He pulls up from 21 and hits it. My goodness, folks. We saw a clinic here of a different sort by the Chase kid on Tuesday from Taft, but he did it in the post. Now we're seeing a clinic on the perimeter by Hansen. He's got 30 points in the game. We got 3.5 minutes to go. McShane misses a deep one, tipped back out to him, fakes the three, drives, jump stops, bounce pass to Stearns, left hand up and in. Derek Stearns, what a great pass from Devin McShane. Little penetration, fake the shot, saw Stearns wrapped around a left-handed bounce pass to him for the left-hand lay-in. June, hands to Hansen. Hansen, 22-footer, top of the key. Oh, he missed that one. It was right on the mark, just a little long. And Wilson comes out of there with a strong rebound. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Warriors by 12. Wilson penetrates all the way in, lays it up, draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Hit his elbow, right elbow on the floor. Came down pretty hard there. Boy, I wish he put that up on the glass. He got there and then tried to finger roll it rather than shoot it off the glass and left it a little short because of the foul. Just like to see him use that glass on that drive. He's right at the front of the rim, but sometimes you got to reach over to the side and kiss that off the glass to get a better roll in traffic, especially when you're getting bumped. That's what Devin does so well. When he draws that contact, he goes glass on that because it's so much easier to control that shot. Wilson hits the first one. That's a good sign. If you remember last game, Brandon had his worst night I can ever remember from the foul line. Dylan Stearns into the game, replaces Devin McShane. McShane getting his first break of the game. Jason Nelson in and Derek Stearns out. So it's Dylan Stearns, White, Yeager, Nelson, and Wilson. Wilson at the line for his second. Rattles around and drops in. Brandon Wilson got to feel better about that trip to the foul line. His first 2 points of the night. Warriors up 14. Hansen working against this 1-3-1 zone. Steps back, 24-footer, misses that one. Rebound by Becker out to June. He pulls the trigger on a three, no good. They finally cool off a little bit the last couple trips down. Wilson with the rebound, throws it ahead to Dylan Stearns. In the low post to Yeager, turns back out to Wilson. Three-pointer, no good. Yeager with the rebound, back out to Wilson. He'll take another three. Hits that one! Brandon Wilson, same spot about maybe 18, well, maybe a foot deeper, just to the left of the top of the key, and he buries it. Warriors up by 17, starting to pull away now. Hansen putting up a 22-footer. No good, back of the rim. Nelson with the rebound, and they're out running. Ahead to Yeager. Yeager takes it at Hansen. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Yeager's saying, where is the foul? I'm not sure how that wasn't a foul. Scott Worthington behind the boys' bench here, up on his feet saying, give me that. And now we got a technical call on Kodiak Yeager. This official has some issues. He's terrible. He is terrible. Terrible official. This is some of the worst officiating. Scott wants to talk to him. The official puts his hand up and walks away. I'm not sure what Kodiak said, but he's going to get him out. Kodiak saying, all I did was ask him how I didn't get fouled. This guy's terrible. He's coming over. He's going to be right in front of this fan section, and we're right here. He's going to get an earful after this explanation, I guarantee it. 67-50 Warriors right now. Hansen to the line to shoot the two free throws. First one, short. That gets a roar out of the crowd, not so much at Hansen. I think the crowd appreciates Hansen's game. That one's at the official. This official's got some issues, I can tell you right now. Second one, good by Hansen. I don't know if, you know, he didn't get enough attention as a child or what the situation is there, but he definitely has a short fuse. Seems to have some sort of syndrome going on there. All right, 2:12 to go. Third quarter, Warriors up 16. Eagles ball, Warriors are going to sit, looks like some sort of zone defense, but I can't tell what it is by it looks. I think it's a 1-3-1. June with a quick trigger, three, no good. Hatch high for the rebound. Ahead to Nelson. Nelson over the right side to White. White penetrates in on Hansen, kicks it back out for Wilson. Wilson back to White, corner, three, left side. Go! Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Mount with the rebound. Dylan Stearns knocks it away. Mount gets it back. Now to Hansen. Hansen up the left side, throws it way ahead to June. Too high and out of bounds. Warrior basketball going the other way. Warriors headed left to right here in front of me. I'm behind the scorer's table. Wilson with the ball. 1:51 to go in the third quarter. 67-51 Warriors. White takes his time now. Now he crosses over, gets past June, into the middle of the zone. Bounce pass out in the corner to Nelson, the right side. Now they go low post to Hatch on the right block. Lays it up and in. Nice pass from Nelson to Hatch for the easy basket there. A good job by Clint to come across and really post hard on that right block. 1-3-1 zone now with Wilson, with Nelson on top. There's a tip and a steal by White. They're wolfing him from behind. He's going to take it all the way in. Lay it up. No good. And Hansen comes out of there. Ball off of Hansen, out of bounds. White says he got hit on top of the head going in. And again, this official, same official, just getting an earful from the crowd. He has just allowed all kinds of contact on the shot against the Warriors. Now, I don't know about the other end. I don't know how objective I am, but I know this has been bad at our end. Wilson back out to White. White to Wilson. Left corner three. Good! Brandon Wilson, as calm as that. 8 points in the game. Hansen brings it up. Bounce pass over to June by the Warrior head. Going right to left. Picks it up. Back out to Hansen. I'll get it right. Hansen misses a deep three. Hatch with the rebound. Hansen has cooled off. White brings it up. Good job by Hatch to clear that out to Stearns. And we're going to have a foul called on Wolf down in the post against Hatch. Fouls on Hatch. Not on Hatch, but it was committed against Hatch. Warriors basketball. Wilson with the ball. Gets it into White by the Warrior head. He backs it out now. Now he throws it low to Hatch. Hatch turns, lays it up, misses, gets it back, puts it up, and in scores, and he's fouled. Clint Hatch stuck with it. Cost Sam White the assist because he missed the first one. He didn't know that there was nobody behind him. He turned and shot like there was a defender on him. Then when he missed it, he realized that there was nobody between him and the rim. He went up for the rebound, put it back up and in, drew contact from behind. That foul going to be on Wolf. That's his third. Fourth team foul on Westside Christian. Hatch to the line. Bounces it around. Won't stay. Tipped out. We're going to get a foul, I think, called on Nelson. No, on Wilson. They were right there together. And one's one and one's 11. It was just 1-1, so that makes it Wilson. 35 seconds to go. Warriors up by 23 points in this game. What was a 6-point game at one point. The Warriors have just flat out put the pedal to the metal on both ends of the floor, and Westside Christian's cooled off. 1-3-1 zone with Dylan Stearns on top. He's in there with Hatch, Wilson, White, and Nelson. Hansen gets it to Wolf. Now in the corner. There's a drive. Nelson swats it out of bounds. June trying to go baseline on him. Wilson showing that all-state high-jumping ability. Swats that ball out of bounds from about 10 feet in the air. What a great block. It's a pass into June. June falls on his rear on the ball. Ball's on the floor. We're going to get over and back. Good defense by Stearns and White to force that turnover. 74-51. 4 seconds to go. 4.1 to be exact. Warriors have it at half court. They look into Nelson. They lob to Nelson. Top of the key extended. Starts to drive. Pulls up. Foul line. Steps through. Finger roll up. Oh, it wouldn't stay. What a great move by Nelly. He picked up his dribble at the foul line. Spun. Stepped through. And got a finger roll about 3 feet from the basket. Those hops are something else he's got. All right. At the end of three, Warriors with a 74-51 lead. They extend that 11-point lead up to 23. Great job by the Warriors there. In the last 3 or 4 minutes of that quarter. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Did you know that a burglary occurs in this country once every 42 seconds and that a home without a security system is up to 3 times more likely to be burglarized? D&D Electrical McMinnville wants to be your security contractor. D&D Electrical is a licensed low-voltage contractor and offers everything from intrusion to fire to digital surveillance and 24-hour central station monitoring. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. 8 minutes to go here in this one. Warriors have opened up a 23-point lead, 74-51. I want to remind you to contact Tim Harsman at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure the future you're looking for is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim Harsman at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. Warrior ball to start the fourth on the alternating possession. White crosses over, top of the key, bounce pass to Wilson, low pass, Wilson saves it, gets into the key, up and under, lays it up, no good off the back of the rim, ball tipped, Stearns with it, Dylan Stearns gets it out to Nelson, Nelson trapped in the corner to Wilson, Wilson top of the key, White fakes the three, drives up and under with the left hand, he's fouled. White will go to the line to shoot two. Good aggressive play by Sam White. I like that he faked the 22-footer top of the key, got the man to bite just a little bit, went hard with the left hand. Little Damian Lillard in there. Went hard with the left and looked to finish at the rim. First one by White. Perfect. Sam with his first point in the game. Been in the game since about midway through the third quarter. Second one by White up and good. 76-51 Warriors early in the fourth. Hansen bringing it up slowly. He's got to be tired. He's played every minute of this game and had to carry the offensive load. He pulls up, draws contact at about 18 feet off the right elbow there. Foul on Nelson. Good job. Hansen just initiated all of that. He got Nelson moving backwards, kind of stepped into him and just went up real quick to get to the line. Hansen, first one is up and bounces around and drops in. He's cooled off a lot. He's got 32 in the game, but he had 30 early in the third quarter. He hit three threes to start that third quarter in a row, and then finally the Warriors got him to cool off a little bit. Second one. I'm not sure why he's getting three foul shots here. I'm confused. Why is he getting three foul shots? Why is he getting three foul shots? I have no idea. They're giving him three. He shot a two. That's a horrible job by the officials. They blew that. So he gets three foul shots for an 18-foot jump shot. Terrible job by the officials. White kicks it out to Nelson. He missed the third one, though. Nelson back to White. White draws contact on June. 16 fouls now. Unbelievable. Why were they shooting three? That was a two-pointer, and you gave him three foul shots. Absolutely terrible job by the official. I hope he could read my lips. It was clearly a two, Lois. Clearly a two, and they gave him three foul shots exactly. But ball don't lie. He only made two. All right. Wilson with the ball to White by the Warrior head. Dribbles towards the corner. Picks it up. Goes inside to Hatch. Hatch turns. Lays it up. Won't stay. Nelson tips. Nelson tips again. And we might have Hatch on the foul. On a loose ball foul, I think. Yep. It's going to be on Clint. 16 fouls on the Warriors. That's Hatch's second of the game. 7:05 to go. Fourth quarter. Warriors up 76-53. Boy, that just shows you how bad the officiating's been in this game. I mean, not even close to being a three-pointer. There's a three from the corner. No good. Ball rebounded by Hatch. Hatch to Wilson. Wilson ahead to Dillon. What a great save on the sideline. Back to Hatch, top of the key. Hatch at the foul line now. Gives it to Wilson on the baseline. Lays it up and in, draws the foul. Nice job. Brandon Wilson gets his legs taken out from underneath him, but he converts the two-point basket, and a good pass by Hatch. Hatch, they never run Hatch. He picked off the pass. It was supposed to be a cross-court pass from Dillon, I think, to White. And Hatch jumped up, picked it off, stepped to the foul line. There's Hatch with an offensive rebound on the missed free throw. Gives it to Nelson for the basket. Nice job. Wilson misses the free throw, and Nelson ends up with 2 points out of it because of Hatch's great rebound there. 80-53, what was a close game. Warriors just pulling away. Too deep, too talented. June, left wing, crosses over, pulls up from 18. Shot blocked by White, out of bounds, off of the back shoulder, left shoulder of Hatch. He had no idea that the ball had been blocked. He was looking for a rebound. Hatch out and Nelson out. McShane and Stearns back in. And I think we're going to see the rest of those seniors here probably before too long to give them a little opportunity to play some more here in this game. I hope so anyway. 27-point game. June crosses over, spins, gets in the lane. Little running hook, no good. Derek Stearns, high for the rebound. Wilson ahead to McShane, right wing, crosses over, backs it out now to Wilson. Wilson back to Stearns now in the low block. Derek turns, faces up, scores. Nice job. Derek Stearns really took his time on that post move. Spun back to his right shoulder with the left hand and squared up and hit the little three-foot jumper. Hansen, strong to the hoop, misses. Derek with the rebound gets it to McShane. McShane weaving over the left side, gets it to Derek. Corner three for White. No good. Rebound by Hansen. Hansen throws it long to June. June, McShane back. June goes up, under with the right hand, misses. Derek Stearns with the rebound to McShane. McShane up the right side of the floor, heads towards the middle, now out to Dillon Stearns. Corner three, good! Dillon Stearns with another three. He may have sat for a while, but he hasn't cooled off, folks. No ice bags on that bench for Dillon Stearns. Hansen with the ball. Warriors up 85-53. Hansen, 18-footer, no good. He can't buy a basket now. The kid's got to be tired. He's had to shoot so much. Dillon Stearns with the rebound. There's a pass ahead to Derek. Derek takes it up, and he's fouled. Derek will go to the line. He had visions of a dunk in his head, but the pass was a little long, and there was a defender back. That's going to be on Alexander, his fourth. 5:07 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors just too much firepower tonight for these Eagles, who came out, fought hard, and due to some really, really hot shooting by Hansen and then June for a while there in the second quarter, they were able to kick this a close game. Hansen scored, hitting three consecutive threes to start the third quarter, and then the Warriors have pulled away. There's a miss by Stearns on the second one. Rebound to the Eagles. Hansen with it now. Backs it out. Not sure why he's still in the game. He probably use a break. Hansen working on Jaeger. Pulls up. 18-footer. Don't foul him. They'll give him three foul shots on that. Misses. Rebound White. White penetration. Looking for the pass. Nothing there. Lays it up and in. He was looking to pass the ball, but the defense kept dropping off to cover his teammates. There's a pass ahead to, there's a travel that Mount got away with, but he misses a shot anyway. Derek Stearns ahead to White. Fun and games now. 88-53. There's a pass in the corner. Stearns goes baseline, misses the shot. That was Derek Stearns. Tough angle there. June with the ball. Bounce pass to Wolf. Wolf back to June. Top of the key extended. White on him. Man-to-man defense now for the Warriors. June penetrates. Got it knocked away. Now there's a steal by Wilson. Finally gets it. Wilson ahead. Throws it to Jaeger. Jaeger back to Wilson. Wilson lays it up. No good. Stearns misses. McShane with the rebound. McShane starts to drive. Corner to Derek. Back out to McShane. As Derek's the only Stearns in there. Derek with the ball. At the Warrior head. Back to McShane out near half court. Hansen comes out to meet him. Stearns by the Warrior head. Now to Jaeger. Swings it over to McShane. McShane throws a lob. Oh, and he was going to pack it. Stearns got the front rim. They set it up. They couldn't get it. They tried. They didn't get high enough. Hansen misses. Ball loose. Mount tries to save it. Hansen battling for it in traffic, gets fouled as he goes up. He's a hard-working kid. Derek didn't get enough lift on that. He came around the right wing, went baseline. McShane set this all up. He got the ball to Wilson, and then Jaeger, and then McShane crossed over to the left side, the left wing. Meanwhile, Derek cut back door on the right baseline. And Devin, I think the pass was good enough, but I just don't think Derek was able to get enough lift on that shot. That's maybe an early game shot. Hansen hits the first one. Hansen with 34 in the game. Derek out and Devin out. A couple of seniors out, a couple of seniors in as Mather and Barrier and Barber come in. And Wilson's going to go out. He's got his fan section over here giving him a little standing O. He struggled the first half, picked it up in the second half, hit a couple of threes, finishes up with 10 points in the game. Hansen makes the second one, too. So 35 for him. What a night. They needed it. They needed more. They needed another 30 out of him to make this a close game. Mather down in the corner for Barrier. Barrier getting a screen from Mather, comes off of that, out to White. White starts to drive, pulls up. Nope. Gets in, hits Jaeger at the foul line, goes down low to Barber, lays it up and in. Nice pass from Kodiak Jaeger to Dylan Barber. And we got a timeout, full timeout, going to be taken by Westside Christian. 90-55 with 3:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back.
Since their doors first opened in 1983, D&D Electrical strives to be a different kind of company. From industrial, electrical, security to communications, their answer is yes, we do that. D&D Electrical is your full-service electrical contractor. They can handle the entire job, everything from a new outlet in the bathroom to a manufacturing plant. No job is too big, no job is too small. 24-hour service with 20 full-size response vehicles and the best equipment in the industry. Big company support and small-town service 24 hours a day. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, specializing in GM products. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all, and they will work with all insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville. So the Warriors' defense has been stellar since those three threes by Caleb Hansen. And you're not going to believe this when I tell you this here in a second. June with the ball out top, gets it to Hansen. Hansen puts up a 24-footer. He hits it. Okay. So with that, when he had those first three threes, that gave them... There's a tough runner on the baseline. I can't get anything in edgewise. This game's too fast-paced. A couple of tips, a couple of misses in there by Mather and Jaeger. June, with a hard drive, lays it up and in. So those 9 points gave them 48 points. There's a travel by Barrier at the other end. Gave them 48 points early in the third quarter. They have 60 right now after that three. So basically, in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, they were at 58 or 48 points. They're now at 60 points over, 11 minutes later. Really remarkable defense by the Warriors. Nice round of applause for the remaining boys coming out of the game there. Jaeger comes out and White comes out. And it'll be Brian Hatch, Daniel Mather, Tyler Barrier, and Dylan Barber when we come back to live action here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here. Hey, since 1922, First Federal's been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays right here in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right, so next Wednesday night, right here, 7 o'clock in the evening, these Warrior boys will be taking on the tough Horizon Christian Hawks. So, another guy into the game that I don't have a name on, 55. I think they said his name is Scales, so we'll call him Scales. Hopefully that's his name. It's pass over to the right side on the angle. They go down the right side to 55. That's Scales. Back out to Becker. He drives, pulls up, misses a tough jumper, ball's loose, and Barber with the rebound. Barber bring it up himself as Becker denies Barrier. Now he gets it to Barrier across half court. Barrier picks up his dribble, swings it to Mather. Mather, three-pointer, way long. Parr with the rebound, shuffles it to Barber. He misses. Parr gets another rebound, takes it up himself, and he's fouled. Tyler Parr, just an animal down there on the boards. Parr's only about maybe 6'5", but he plays a lot bigger than that. He's so strong, such a physical kid, just a sophomore. Really looking forward to watching him play quarterback next year. Just going to be a beast, I think, for the Amity Warriors football team. But he's turning into a beast on the basketball court, too. He hits the first free throw. He's going to be playing a lot of minutes next year, and he's going to be a wing. He can go inside and do a lot of damage. He's a good ball handler, shoots the three ball real well. Hits both free throws there. He's worked so hard on his shooting that you can really see it. He's such a mechanically sound shooter is what I want to say. There's a three-pointer by number 15. He misses that. Rebound picked up by Becker. Gets it back to Mager. Mager, there's a three from the top of the key by Stoppa. He misses. They go back in the corner. That's Becker for three. No good. Parr with the rebound. In traffic. Gets it to Hatch. Hatch throws it ahead. That pass is going to be picked off. You got to see the defense. And Mather's going to get a reach-in foul and put Jack Wolf on the line to shoot. 1-1. Hey, I just got a text message here from one of the barbers letting me know that we've got listeners up in Alaska listening tonight. So, hey, shout out to all you up there in the far north. Hope you're enjoying your winter weather and hope you're really enjoying Warrior basketball tonight. Mather takes it in from the right side, draws contact. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. That's the 10th team foul against the Eagles. 1:11 to go, 92-60 Warriors with the lead. Daniel Mather headed to the foul line to shoot two. First one, perfect. Got one more. 93-60. I don't think they're going to break 100 tonight. Gets them both. Daniel doing his job to help out. 94-60. Stoppa brings it across half court. Goes back door to Beck or to Wolf. He lays it up and in. Number 15, Wolf with his first two. Barrier coming the other way. Under a minute now. Barrier to Hatch. Hatch puts up a three. No good there. Ball tipped a couple times. Pulled out of there by Stop at the foul line. Racing up the court. And the pass knocked away by Barrier. Good defense there as they try to get it to Wolf. 48.7 seconds to go. And Tommy Jackson going to come in and replace Tyler Parr. Jackson, a 6'2 junior. Fans enjoying, the student section really enjoying seeing so many of their friends get into tonight's action here in this last regular season home game. There's a jump shot by number 55. He knocks it down. I think that's, his name is Scales. Gets his first two of the game. The handoff, Mather, crosses over, gets into traffic, back out to Hatch. Hatch fakes the three. Now pulls up, back to Mather in the corner, drives baseline, hooks it to Barber. Barber bounce pass to Jackson, lays it up and in. Nice ball movement by the reserves here. It's 96 to 64. 22 seconds to go. Stoppa loses it to Hatch. Hatch gets out in the open court, takes it in, lays it up, misses, put back miss. Jackson with the ball. It's on the floor, pulled out of there by number 20. They had their chance to get to 98. They're not going to get it. There's a lay-in at the other end by Wolf, and that's going to do it, folks. 3 seconds to go. That's the ball game. Final score, your Warriors 96, the Eagles 66. I think that's the most points the Eagles have let up all year. The Warriors just did a fantastic defensive job in the last two quarters of that game. Especially, I'd say, actually, instead of the last 16 minutes, probably the last 13 minutes, they were outstanding. So, I'll be back in just a minute. I'll give you some point totals. Don't go anywhere. You'll want to hear who scored what in this 96-point effort. You're listening to Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
For auto body repairs, one name remains top of mind. J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts. It's the best option for collision repairs. Find us at jwcarstar.com and you can relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
All right, folks, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Prayer there. We had the Eagles play, or the, I'll get this right here. Yeah, the Eagles players after the game shaking hands with the players, then invited the Warrior players to join them at half court there for a quick prayer. And most of the Warrior players were right there with them. And a good show of sportsmanship from those guys. It was a hard-fought game. The Hanson kid really did his job putting 38 points on us tonight. I want to say that's the most we've had scored. I think the Chase kid had 37 against us on Tuesday. We gave up 38 tonight to Hanson. 17 for Jordan June, 3 for Becker, 2 for Mount, 4 for Wolf, and 2 for Scales. And they were missing Stromvig tonight. He was on the bench in street clothes. And, of course, missing Kenny Pratt, who took the injury against us the first game over there, and hasn't, I don't think he's been back since then. For the Warriors, great balance tonight, led by Devin McShane with 22, Dylan Stearns with 20, Derek Stearns 13, Brandon Wilson 10, and then White with 4, Barber 5, Barrier 2, Nelson 7, Mather 2, Hatch, Clint Hatch 7, Parr 2, and Jackson 2. So a lot of fun tonight here at Amity High School. We hope you will be able to join us on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, where the girls will host Santa Am Christian in the first round of the district playoffs, and the boys will follow up on Wednesday hosting Horizon Christian here at Amity at 7 o'clock also for the first round of the boys' district playoffs. So, for everybody here, thank you very much for joining us. Have a great night, and go Warriors!